All right, it's about that time. It's going to be a couple minutes, so we'll call it to order. Welcome to the special board meeting. I mean, your date is 6th, right? 5th?
5th.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's 6th. You know that. Election day. At 6 o'clock, even though that says 7. So if I could have the deputy clerk take the roll call that's here.
Sure. Trustee Corsini?
Here.
Trustee Cargi?
Here.
Trustee Conti?
Here.
Trustee Gibbs?
Here.
Trustee Vasquez? Trustee Hennick? And President Iduci?
Here. All right. So this is going to be a very quick. Any citizens' comment, John? Do you have any comments?
No.
Okay.
I'm just here to
observe.
See how the government works.
Yeah. Well, we chug along, and we do pretty well. So our third item is then the resolution.
I have a comment, though.
Okay.
I'll move to adopt the resolution.
Wait. He's got a comment.
Oh, yeah.
On this, or just elected official?
Elected official comment.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, Veterans Day is Sunday, so I'd be remiss if I didn't,
yes,
the record, recognize,
yes,
Veterans Day and the sacrifice of those guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mike. Sunday, that Monday, too. Okay,
Move to adopt a resolution authorizing the execution of an Illinois Safe Routes to Schools Program Local Assurance Program application.
Second.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything you want to add on this?
No. So basically, every couple of years, the state has a window, an opening to apply for grant money for Safe Routes. So the timing of our grant wrapping up and this grant application is, the timing's excellent. So you can just see in what I sent along to you, we're anticipating costs in the vicinity of about $73,000-$74,000. And so this would allow us to apply for funds to pay for those improvements, which include stop signs, LED stop signs, a rapid flashing beacon system, sign system, similar to what you see on Lake and Forest, and then all the crosswalk markings. There'd be about almost $30,000 in crosswalk markings.
Does it come before the board first?
The Safe Routes? You'll eventually sign off on that and adopt the final plan. But just because of the timing of everything.
And I get that, but we're not committing now to, so assuming we don't get the grant money, this vote doesn't commit us to spending that $72,000.
No, it's a reimbursable.
So I misread your
grant. Yeah, it's a reimbursable grant. So, yeah, we would have to spend it first even to even get the opportunity to get the money back, assuming the state approves it. Yeah.
So, and this is up to 100%, but could be a matching, you just don't know.
It'll depend, it's at the discretion of the state, so they can fund up. There is no local match requirement, but a lot of it's competitive and it depends on how many other people apply. Many times people will apply for the study that we did, and so we're just handling it on the back end in terms of the implementation.
Is it, go ahead.
My only other question is, so this map that you have is assuming we adopt, best case scenario, all of the recommendations
correct
are made in there. This would be like the most we would, outer,
yes,
boundaries
of what we would. So to answer your question, I think maybe what Trustee Cargi and Conti were saying earlier, if you said, look, we're not comfortable with this one recommendation for a stop sign at this particular location, you could always amend the plan, remove that stop sign, and then we just wouldn't implement
request the reimbursement.
Correct.
Okay. Seems like it could include bike lanes. Sorry.
Is it administered by Department of Transportation, the grant?
Yes.
So it seems like you could include bike lanes in the thing, too, as a safe route.
I don't know if you could have bike lanes for safe. It's more of a safe walking route.
Yeah.
So the bike lanes that you're talking about wouldn't be eligible in this. I can go ahead and double check, but
it doesn't necessarily just walk.
Okay.
Is that already included?
No, you're right.
A lot of kids ride their bikes.
Yes. And there is
there's
a bike
grant that we're doing, right?
Yeah, there's a grant that we got from the Cook County, right?
Correct.
Right.
That is going to also address that.
Got it.
Yeah.
But that's a good,
just trying to stretch.
No, it's a good point to get clarification.
I can ask a consultant. Yeah.
Right.
So when would we find out whether we're approved or not?
I will find out for you.
Okay.
The applications are due right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it would be nice if we could get
okay
partial.
Yeah,
it would be great if we could at least get partial.
Yeah, it would be great to get
dollars.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Anything. That's good that we're looking at it. It's good that we're finding these grants and that we're applying for them. That's what we should be doing. Okay, any further questions by any trustees? Okay. Okay, hearing none, let's go ahead and take the vote, please.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Conti?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, real good. Well, good luck on this.
Thank you.
Let us know what you need.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.